It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, podcast time. The Plan B After Show podcast, Brock with Hunter.
What's up, you asses?
What's up,
you asses?
Of course, as always, the Plan B After Show podcast. We're off to a great start. The Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Big bikes, little bikes, loud bikes, quiet bikes, bikes with a ton of horsepower, little tiny blim blim bikes. I don't know. They'll take care of you. So you got
not electric bikes.
Not electric bikes. No.
No? Come on.
Electric motorcycle, probably, but not your bike, Hunter. Your bike needs to be thrown in the trash.
It's too sweet. That's why.
It's almost too awesome. It's too awesome. Anyway, let's get to it here. It's time for fact and opinion. One awesome fact, one stupid-ass opinion, and you do what you want with it. Okay, what about this right here? The three biggest employers in the United States are the Department of Defense with 3.2 million people, Walmart with 2.1 million, and McDonald's with 1.9 million.
Damn. How different these are too, you know.
So Department
of Military to Walmart.
Yeah, military to Walmart, with over 1.1 million difference there, and then McDonald's right on the heels of Walmart. I want to bring up, obviously, Walmart. We all know about Walmart, and that makes sense that Walmart has a lot of employees. You know, a lot of them are 24 hours, so you got people constantly in and out. You got drivers everywhere. So that makes sense. McDonald's, and I know there's 24-hour. What's really baffling is when you think about this food chain, and I was thinking about this on my road trip when we were going down to Missouri to see family and everything. Dude, there's Walmarts everywhere. It's baffling to me how you are not far away from a Walmart at all. I can literally, from the studio right now, I can drive 5 minutes either direction and be at a Walmart in either direction. And that's just, it's baffling. And didn't you tell me this fact, or we read a fact someday, like how many people they feed a day?
Oh, what was
how
that
many
fact?
People,
it was an interesting fact.
People.
So you're talking about McDonald's. You were saying Walmart. You're talking about McDonald's.
Oh, I'm sorry, McDonald's. McDonald's. Yeah, sorry, McDonald's.
Yeah,
did I say what?
Yeah. McDonald's, dude, is insane. And you know what? Like you said, every exit, dude, McDonald's. So there is another weird fact, too, that like there's the farthest distance between two McDonald's. And like, I can't remember what it was, but it's like, are you serious? Dude,
yeah.
These things are everywhere. Everywhere.
McDonald's feeds 68 million people per day.
It's the cow line, dude. I honestly
1% of the world's population a day.
Dude, I'm serious. If I hit McDonald's at like noon and I got to wait in that line that everybody's been through, I really feel like cattle. I look at myself. I'm like, oh my God, I'm in the feed line.
You're in the feed line. Well, actually, the other day, Kiki wanted breakfast. I went out hunting and I was like, hey, do you want me to pick up breakfast on the way home? And she loves McDonald's. The bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. It's a classic. Okay, so the one off of what's the road? Is it Pipestone and 94? Is that one kind of near like like the Chinese restaurant and everything, right? That one?
Yeah.
The line was, I pulled in and I said, nope, it was quicker for me to drive over to the other one. I was like, screw it, I'll just drive over to the other one because the line's too. So I went to the one in St. Joe.
I'm serious.
Man.
If you look like society is the big picture, you know, you look at it as a broad. McDonald's is feeding the world, dude. I'm telling you, people are pumping themselves through these lines.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's crazy. People got to get fed. There's too many damn people.
There is too many damn people. And
you got to feed them somehow.
And they're just going to keep growing. Here, I just found this other, all these facts on here. And this was in 2012. Dude, this is from 2012. So I guarantee it's even more than that. McDonald's $27 billion in revenue makes it the 90th largest economy in the world. The $8.7 billion in revenue from franchise stores makes it richer than Mongolia.
Wow.
Dude.
So, you know what? I've always, you know, it's easy to bitch about the fast food and McDonald's and blah, blah, blah. So let's think about this, though. Is it a good or a bad thing? It's a good thing, isn't it?
It's good.
Without McDonald's, how many people starve?
It's good that we are able to feed the people that are on this planet. However, I don't think it's sustainable. I really don't. Until we get into a more viable and healthy. Let's be honest, too. Now, again, look. You can eat McDonald's every single day and still be healthy if you're working it off. The problem is you got this lunch in a sack, but we're not mobile like we used to. All right. You work if you don't have a desk job, let's say you're out, you know, building roads or working on a farm, you're going to work that stuff off. So if it was a healthier option or if people were healthier in general, I think it'd be fine. But I think that's also too. We got to find a healthier fast food option than this. But also, I know the allure, too. Dude, the fact that I could take a $5 bill and go get a hearty lunch, that's nice, man. That's really nice.
Yeah, you can get full. Yeah. For sure. It's crazy, man.
I don't know. That's just, God.
It's that dollar Cokes everybody get, those massive Cokes.
Yeah, I'll take this. And, soda, I would be fine if the world got rid of soda.
That's where your fat ass is coming from.
Dude, yeah.
It's that Coke.
I would be fine if we got rid of soda. If just soda suddenly ceased to exist, I'd be fine with it. I really would. Yeah. I really would. That has been.
Specifically McDonald's, what's your go-to?
When I go?
Yeah.
I usually get a spicy McChicken, no lettuce.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then usually two cheeseburgers.
Nice.
That's my general go-to.
That's
so like,
good.
Yeah, dollar menu, it's cheap. If I'm really hungry, and I like the chicken and the burger kind of mix, and that's all dollar menu. So if I'm really hungry, I'll do the spicy McChicken, no lettuce, two cheeseburgers, small French fry, and usually like a Diet Coke because, you know, I'm healthy.
You gotta be healthy.
Yeah, you gotta be healthy with it.
It's pretty close to it. Sometimes I'll throw some nugs in there, but I like the McChicken, and sometimes I'll do a McChicken, like you can do the 2 for $2, right?
Yeah.
Is that what they do? Or is it a 3 for $2 or something like
that? Something like that.
But, yeah, usually the spicy McChicken's in it. It's good, dude. It is good. It's processed meat, man.
Now, you did mention the nugs.
It's good.
If I'm drunk, 20-piece nug all day long with probably a Big Mac on the side when I'm drunk. So, yeah. Yeah.
That's good. You know what's amazing about the 20-piece chicken nug? The first one is, like, the best thing you've ever put in your mouth. But by, like, the 19th one, you're like,
what am I doing? Look at you, you fat piece of shit. Look at you.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just progressively tastes worse because your body's, like kicking it back as you're eating these things.
Did you ever see, I think there's a cook. His name's, like, Jamie Oliver or something. And this video's been around forever, but he had this group of kids, you know, youngsters, probably elementary school age, right? And he's showing them how they make chicken nuggets, right? And not just McDonald's, just any kind of chicken nuggets you get.
The paste or whatever.
The pink paste, what they do after they process everything. And he shows the kids, they're like, oh, what do you think? They're like, ew, this is ew. And then he goes, so now, kids, after seeing this, do you still want chicken nuggets? And they're like, fuck yeah, we do. Come on now. And, you know, I'm not eating the pink paste. I'm eating a delicious chicken. Yeah, fuck yeah.
Are we going to get some for free? Let's go.
Chicken nugs.
Chicken nugs are so good, dude.
They are.
They're so good.
Dude, if I knew they weren't so terrible for me, I would eat chicken nuggets every single fucking day.
What's your go-to sauce?
Oh, bro. See, now I'm a sauce connoisseur, so I will usually get 4 different sauces. I like a dip every single bite. And so what I'll do is I'll get like, can I get two of your barbecue, 2 buffaloes, can I get 2 of these sweet and sour, and 2 of these? Mm-hmm. And I will literally dip, and I rotate, man. I rotate.
Do you ever get the honey mustard?
Sometimes. I'm not huge into the honey mustard. I will.
You gotta get the McDonald's honey mustard specifically.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you.
And same thing. Now, since I'm an adult, usually I'll go for like chicken tendies every once in a while. But I'm the same way with any kind of chicken. As I like the dipping sauces. So yeah.
McDonald's used to have, they come out with it occasionally. It's the popcorn chicken. Dude, it's good.
Oh, yeah. You know what I love, too, is nowadays they're all like, when you ask for extra sauce, which when did they get so fucking stingy with sauce? Give
me
the sauce.
It's insane.
They're rationing
these things out, dude.
I love when they say, like, oh, that'll be extra. I'm like, it's fucking fine. Put it in the bag and put the extra $1.50 on my tab, all right? Jesus. You just,
dude, they really do take offense when you ask for extra sauce.
And it's like, dude, you just gave me 20 nuggets for $3. Shut up and put the extra $1.50 of sauce
in there.
Yeah, just put the sauce in there. You think I'm eating this chicken nugget because the flavor is so great I don't need sauce for it? Shut up and put the sauce in the bag.
It's like they're taking the fucking sauce out of their own purse.
Yeah.
I'll give you some sauce.
Look, we only have so many to give out. Shut up. Just put the sauce in the bag.
Yeah.
Speaking of sauce, one thing that Kiki absolutely loves is the cheesy jalapeno from Little Caesars.
Oh, yeah.
The looks I get when I go there. Like, if I get pizza from anywhere else, I still need to go there and get the Little Caesars. So I usually have to make two stops, but I always order 10 of them. And the looks I get when I go in, if I'm not getting pizza, I'm like, yeah, can I get 10 of your cheesy jalapenos? They're like, what? But
you want to die?
Yeah, do you want to die? I just drink it. I drink it before my workout. It's my protein. No, that is actually really good with popcorn.
Oh, really?
Oh, dude, it's like a cheesy dipping sauce. You know, you get popcorn. But it's got a nice little zest.
Pretty sure you
could
dip a turd in that stuff.
That's true. That's where I dip all my turds, is in my cheesy jalapeno sauce. So, yeah,
I got one last question for you about McDonald's.
Yeah.
And it's about the Filet-O-Fish. Have you ever had it?
Dude, it's one of the greatest things on the menu.
Is it?
Yeah.
So every time I go,
Give me back the Filet-O-Fish.
It's like I don't have the balls to get it.
Buddy, you got to
like
get
every
it.
Every time I go there, I look at it, and I'm like, everybody says it's delicious.
The only problem with it is that I can't, like, I'll pay the price. Dude, it's fantastic. There's something about the bun, too, because it's not the sesame bun. You know what I mean? So,
it's
like,
a soft bun.
That bun is just, the bun and the way that, it's a fantastic thing. The only problem is the calories on that fucker are through the roof. The calories
so
on it.
Try one.
Dude,
I've never tried
absolutely,
one.
Absolutely. Get one. I promise you, you will love it. If you like.
What's on it? Like tartar sauce.
Yeah.
Right?
Tartar sauce.
Some tartar sauce.
No, dude, I love it. And honestly, get a little extra tartar sauce on there, man. It is fantastic. But I don't do it because it's you. If I were to get a Filet-O-Fish, all right, that's the only thing I get. Or if I'm drunk, I may throw it in there on top of all the other food I got. But since I like a plethora of flavors, that's why, like I said, I get a McChicken and two, you know. So when I eat, everyone wants to know if I'm weird when I eat. I'll eat a cheeseburger, then I'll eat the McChicken, then I'll eat another cheeseburger. That's how I work.
Right there with you.
Yeah. So when I do the Filet-O-Fish, because the calories are through the roof, that's usually all I get. And I'm like,
I couldn't go from fish to a burger, though.
No. So it's just, it's on its own. It stands on its own. So get it. Go today. You know, go today. Let me know how it is.
I might do that.
Yeah. All right.
I'll go right now.
Yeah, I'm starving. So we talked way too long about McDonald's. You're welcome, McDonald's, for the 15 minutes of free plugs. Right. For God's sakes,
I'm gonna come back. The wife's. You got $30 in McDonald's? How?
This is amazing. Well, I was stoned and I was hungry. Anyway, well, that is gonna do it for us here for your fact and opinion, and we'll see you next time with another fact and another opinion. As always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Here's a word from our sponsor.
Gilson.
You ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.